From WCVE News in Richmond, I'm Craig Carper. Joining me now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch is political columnist and WCVE's political analyst, Jeff Shapiro. Jeff, good morning.
Hi there, Craig.
Jeff, Governor Terry McAuliffe was busy yesterday, breaking former Republican Governor Jim Gilmore's all-time record for vetoes.
97 and counting, according to the governor's office. Jim Gilmore set a record during his term. He was in office from 98 until 02. His mark was 90 vetoes. This is a point of pride with Democrat McAuliffe. This is illustrative, he says, of his administration holding the line against the excesses of the conservative Republicans who dominate the General Assembly, the House, and the Senate. The bill that put McAuliffe, the macker, over the top was Republican legislation that would have, in effect, shielded religious organizations opposed to LGBTQ rights from any sort of legal action. The governor said the bill is unnecessary, that churches already have these protections from sanction, and that they wrongly stigmatized gay and transgender people. This is certainly illustrative of the wide gulf between the political parties in Richmond and the inability of Virginia's divided government to achieve consensus on lots of issues, many of them increasingly symbolic to both parties.
Speaking of wide gulfs, as the U.S. Congress debates the replacement bill for the Affordable Care Act in Washington, Virginia's congressional delegation remains divided much along the same lines as the rest of the body, not just by party, but we're seeing divisions between Republicans as well.
The four Democrats in the Virginia congressional delegation, not surprisingly, are against this initiative. Three of the seven Republicans are against this initiative. And of course, this rewrite is being pushed by the Republican speaker and a Republican president. The Republican opponents include Rob Whitman from the Northern Neck within WCVE land, if you will, as well as Dave Pratt from here in the Richmond area. A Henrico Democrat, Donald McEachin, is against it. I think maybe more interesting in this issue is who's not taken a position yet. Out in Roanoke, Bob Goodlatte, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, isn't saying what he's going to do. And this is very interesting. Barbara Comstock, who was reelected to a second term from very blue Northern Virginia, is not saying what she's going to do. And this is certainly a reminder of a very careful balancing act that she faces, representing a district in which a vote to replace and repeal, or repeal and replace, would probably be looked at askance by the large number of Democratic voters. But she's also a good friend of Paul Ryan, the Republican speaker, and one doubts that she wants to run the risk of turning a back on a friend, particularly a powerful friend.
And Corey Stewart, the former chairman of Donald Trump's Virginia campaign for president, Stewart, no stranger to controversy, is waving the flag, that is, the Confederate flag.
Yes, this is Corey Stewart's second big play for the so-called heritage vote. He's been talking up the rebel flag as an important symbol, and it certainly is an important symbol for elements within the Republican primary electorate. Primaries in both parties tend to attract the most extreme and visible voters. For Stewart, this follows his very outspoken play in behalf of preserving a Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville where it stands. There has been a good deal of talk and a vote or two by council up there to move it. But this is a pattern that one sees as well within the Democratic primary. Ralph Northam and Tom Perriello, opponents for the gubernatorial nomination, are battling on the left constantly, it seems, over, you know, pick the issue, gun control, the environment, or even the latest endorsements. And that includes a slew of ex-Obama aides who have come out for Perriello, saying that he embodies the Obama brand of progressivism.
And in other statewide election news, Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring and the state Republican Party apparently duking it out over Herring's visit to a Northern Virginia mosque that has been linked to terror suspects.
Of course, the Democratic Attorney General running for a second term, he made this visit to assure Muslims that he will protect them against, for example, the Trump administration travel ban. Herring went to federal court in Alexandria challenging that first executive order, and he won an injunction against Trump. He has joined the legal challenges to the second order, which the principal one originating in Hawaii. The Republicans have used the mosque visit as an opportunity to jazz up the Republican base and maybe shake free a few shekels, if you will, putting out an email this week that describes the visit as, and these are the Republicans' words, truly disgusting. You know, if the Republicans are angry about it, then the Democrats are truly excited. And I think for both parties, this is a reminder of how polarized our politics have become in a state that is increasingly diverse.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, political columnist at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Jeff, we will catch up again next week.
Good weekend to you.